Hello, friends. My name is Brittany, and this is the Capture the Chaos podcast. Right now, your photography business probably looks like confetti on the floor after a birthday session. A bit of a mess. In this podcast, we talk about how you can be more productive and organize your time so you can learn how to run your photography business in 15 hours a week or less. Sound good? Let's jump into it then. Do you want to spend less time working? We all do, right? We want to make as much money in as little time as possible, right? That is the dream, especially if you're a mom with little kids trying to work in the brief nap time windows that you have. You want to make sure that you can get as much done as you possibly can in that time. We've talked about time blocking and task batching in previous episodes. Now, I'm not going to waste your time repeating the same information. If you want a comprehensive understanding of those two topics, go back and listen to episode 65 for time blocking and episode 12 for task batching. But to give you a little context, time blocking is where you set aside a certain amount of time to work on a set of tasks, like work tasks or chores. You aren't exactly saying which specific tasks you're going to be doing there during that block, just that you have intentionally set aside a time to make work your priority or your household chores your priority without the guilt of other things coming in. You don't have to feel guilty that you're not folding laundry when you're doing your work block because you know you set aside time to focus on those chores and vice versa. Task batching is when you batch a similar set of tasks at the same time, like creating content for Instagram or editing sessions from the weekend. Have you heard of the term day blocking or theme days? They're basically the same thing. So it's similar to task batching, but here we're looking at the bigger picture. We're setting an intention or a topic for the day. Maybe it's marketing day or client-facing task or editing. Within your work block, you're focusing on the theme for the day and you're batching the tasks that go along with that theme. Do you see how it all starts to kind of work together here? How can you set up theme days for yourself? You probably won't be surprised to hear me say, I want you to do a time audit first. That's what I want you to do first, always before anything, right? What tasks do you do in your business? How long do those tasks take you? How much time do you have to work during the week? When are you able to work? When are you most efficient at certain types of tasks for your business? Are you tired of the hustle and grind? Me too. Let's go ahead and make a pact to slow down this year and do more by doing less. We've told ourselves this lie that we can't get organized and we can't spend any time focusing on running our business because we are moms first. And when we do focus on anything other than our kids, the guilt starts to eat us alive. Our lives are crazy and hectic, and they are filled with beautiful moments we don't want to miss. Maybe you've told yourself you have to put this business on the back burner so you don't miss any of those beautiful moments. We tend to fall into this trap to make more money. We have to do more. And that's simply not true. Do you want to learn how to organize your time to be more productive so you can spend less time running your business while being profitable so you don't have to miss out on those beautiful, chaotic moments of your life? In April, I'm starting a brand new program for photographers. It's called Simplify the Chaos. During this 3-month program, I will show you how to run a successful photography business in 15 hours a week or less. There will be a mixture of self-paced videos and bi-weekly group coaching calls to hold you accountable. If you want to learn more, hop onto the waitlist by texting SIMPLIFY to 469-689-6983 or head to the show notes and join by email. So here are a few theme ideas for you. You can have a social media marketing day where you plan out, create, and schedule your content for the next week. You can have email newsletter day where you write a weekly or a monthly email to your email list. You can have client-facing tasks, check in about payment, session info, lead follow-up, so on and so on. You can have monthly task day, and these are the tasks that you do once a month or so. So. Monthly planning day, writing a blog post, checking in with your financials, digital organization, creating a monthly booking calendar, updating automation, so on and so on and so on. You can also have an editing or a calling day. So if you're like me and your brain is just constantly running 90 miles a minute and you're always thinking about everything you have to do all at once, theme days help to quiet my mind. I don't have to think about the emails that I have to send or the editing that I have to do because I know I have a specific day dedicated to doing that. It helps me feel more organized and less overwhelmed rather than dumping out an entire bucket of everything I have to do for the entire week and then trying to sort through it. I'm just dumping out the bucket for that one day, so it's a lot less overwhelming. Do you have any questions about theme days? Feel free to shoot me a message on Instagram or hop into the Facebook group and share your questions.